We generally believe there are four seasons of the year, but they don't make much sense in certain parts of the country, like Darwin and the Top End, for example, which is why, depending on which part of the country you're in, the traditional owners of the land would have counted upwards of six seasons. Each season's heralded by distinct changes in animal behaviour, the flowering of certain types of plant, and of course, climatic changes. But importantly, it wasn't just climate. While she was up there at Garma, Away's Rudy Bremer wanted to learn more about the difference between the calendar seasons and the weather patterns detected across Yolngu country for thousands of years.
My name is Brenda Muttamaloi. I actually come from, originally I'm from Kaliwenko community, but I live in Darwin and work in the Yolngu studies, lecturing the class on campus and even online. So here we're going to talk about the seasons, the Yolngu seasons. Yeah, the changing of the season in East Arnhem Land. And the thing I need to tell everyone, Yolngu especially sees the season calendar is like now it's August, and most of us know when the geese or when the time for fruits, collecting fruits, when is the time for when the fish is ready to be caught, stingray, we know because we can feel the environment of the and the science of the flowering, and it gives us a sign that we know what we're looking for.
Mother, how many seasons are there in Yolngu country?
Season, how many? I think it's probably seven seasons. Yo. And we know dry season, we know what to collect, what to get, bush food and seafood. And we know dry season, what to get, bush food, seafood. And everything we just know where to find it.
And so what season are we in right now?
Right now is now the time of Rarandar, we call it. And it's very hot. There's a lot of fruit that like bush fruits are collected, berries. We know which type of fish that we want to get, mullets, everything we know. It's got a few fats in it. Most of the Yolngu knows that because we can see it and we can feel it through the land. We still use the calendar, Balanda calendar, yo, to know that it's August, and we just work together, the Yolngu and the Balanda. Yolngu, in a Yolngu way, we look at the weather, the changes of the climate, we know. But still, we go and look at the Balanda calendar as well, just to double check. But in maybe olden, maybe a long time, our forefathers or people used to look at the time of the day and when is the dry season because of the grass. We burn it because it's dry season. But when it's wet, we know the ponds are all, the rain is coming, we can see the clouds coming. It's now the wind, we can feel the wind. Yeah.
I feel like when you're only relying on Balanda calendar, you stop paying attention to these things. And that's maybe what's a bit different about
different
people.
About that. Because one thing that I want to share, we were traveling from Darwin to Karma, and the two people that we were traveling with was Balanda. They were looking at the kilometres. Oh no, we've got 5 hours to go, Yakka. I know, we know. We're nearly at Karma because of the land. We were feeling that it was getting closer to home. So it's the different feeling that we can feel the land, the trees, we can see the trees. It's different, but a lot of bark trees, a lot of, what do you call these trees? A lot of them around in Yanam land, but in the other area, it's a bit different. That kind of feeling also tells us about the season, even the weather.
What sort of differences over the years, because we talk a lot about climate change, what are some of the differences you're seeing in Yolngu calendar?
Just because it's a global warming, half of the seasons are coming, half of the season is a bit early, isn't it? Early. And even it's late, most of the season it's now a bit changing because of the global warming. Most of the is early, some of them are late, and some of them are short.
So you're seeing, are you seeing the hot ones be longer, or are you seeing the...
Yes. Yeah, most of the hot, the dry season is starting to change, and the wet season is starting to hot. It's getting hot, and also it's getting pretty weird because of the, maybe there's a rain in the wrong time of the season.
Yeah.
And it's maybe because of the global warming.
And because that would change the way that the plants are growing,
yes.
And then the way that the animals,
yes.
feed and,
yeah.
and do the,
And some...
and their birthing cycles, and all sorts get thrown off.
It's getting really different now, and getting a bit weird now because of maybe the change of the weather.
Have the changes been so big that they might not go back, or...?
I think so, probably, yes. Maybe most of them will be probably... because of the change of the weather, maybe it's going to be something different. Yeah, because like the January or February, normally it's like wet season. Yeah? Para, like we call it para, is the wind direction, and also it's snowy rain, too many rain coming, and it rains until it stops in the wrong time of the season, and it's starting to get pretty weird.
Yeah.
At the wrong time, maybe in the wrong time of the season. And it's pretty weird because it's everything's changing. Even the berries or fruits are growing, or we collect it at the wrong time, maybe because of this weather or the global warming.
That was Brenda Muthamolowoy speaking to Away's Rudy Bremer at Garma up there in Gorkala in northeast Arnhem Land. Brenda lectures in Yolngu Studies at the School of Indigenous Knowledges and Public Policy at Charles Darwin University. ¶¶